Dexamethasone suppression test is used to diagnose endogenous causes of Cushing syndrome. I say endogenous because the most common cause of Cushing syndrome overall is exogenous glucocorticoids. So if a patient has an autoimmune disease such as SLE, RA, IBD, and is taking exogenous prednisone and walks through your door and appears Cushingoid, you know the patient has Cushing syndrome because of the exogenous glucocorticoids he or she is taking. Dexamethasone suppression test has no role in these patients. Let's say the patient walks through your door and appears Cushingoid and is not taking prednisone exogenously. Then you say, okay, like this patient might have Cushing syndrome. You measure the serum cortisol, it's elevated, and now we have to diagnose the etiology. So I'm going to try to keep this as concise as possible. This is a confusing topic that I'll often have more extended Skype sessions with students about to try to so they can wrap their head around it. But to be as concise as possible, you need to know there's a low dose and high dose dexamethasone suppression test. The low dose test is merely a yes or no test. Now, patients who do not have Cushing's, you, me, okay, healthy people, if you give us low dose dex, our cortisol level will suppress. Okay, so dexamethasone, it's an analog of cortisol. It's not cortisol, but it's structurally similar. It'll induce negative feedback at the hypothalamus and anterior pituitary. ACTH will decrease, and in turn, cortisol level will decrease. That's the normal response. However, if the patient has an endogenous cause of Cushing syndrome, such as an ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary, a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lung secreting paraneoplastic ACTH, if the patient has an adrenal adenoma secreting cortisol, or diffuse hyperplasia of the adrenal gland, of the adrenal cortex, where cortisol is elevated, then the patient will have failure of suppression of cortisol with low dose dex. So it's just a yes or no test. Once again, you give low dose dex, cortisol goes down. Answer: patient does not have Cushing syndrome. If you give low dose dex, cortisol does not go down. Yes, diagnosis is Cushing syndrome. We don't know the cause, but patient has Cushing's. Then we go on to high dose dex. This is going to give us more information about what the etiology is. The only cause of Cushing syndrome that will suppress in response to high dose, where cortisol will suppress in response to high dose dexamethasone, is Cushing disease, which is an ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary. So Cushing syndrome refers to just how the patient appears clinically. You look at a patient and the patient has Cushing syndrome, just looks Cushingoid. However, Cushing disease means specifically anterior pituitary tumor secreting ACTH. That's Cushing disease. So for example, if a patient has a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lung, that's not Cushing disease. That would just be a cause of Cushing syndrome as an example. But if a patient has an anterior pituitary tumor secreting ACTH, that's Cushing disease as the cause of the patient's Cushing syndrome, which is his or her presentation. So the only etiology of Cushing syndrome that will result in a suppression of cortisol with high dose dex is Cushing disease. So if we give high dose dex, cortisol goes down. Answer on the USMLE: anterior pituitary tumor secreting ACTH. Answer equals pituitary MRI as the next best step in diagnosis. Now let's say we give high dose dex, cortisol does not go down. We know right away the answer is not ACTH secreting tumor of the anterior pituitary. So pituitary MRI is eliminated. So our causes that are remaining are either a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lung or a primary adrenal adenoma or adrenal hyperplasia of the adrenal cortex. Now we can look at the patient's ACTH levels. If the ACTH levels are high, but the patient's cortisol did not suppress with high dose dex, then we know that it's a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lung. Now, of course, if they tell you in the vignette that the patient's a smoker, that's going to help, and they usually will, but we still need that information as far as high dose dex, failure of suppression of cortisol, yet ACTH is high. We know it can't be the anterior pituitary tumor. It's going to be the small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lung as our diagnosis. So we do chest X-ray or chest CT. So, well, chest X-ray, of course, before chest CT, but those two could be answers on the USMLE for next best step in diagnosis. Now, if we have failure of suppression with high dose dex and ACTH level is low, then we know that we have a primary adrenal production of cortisol. It's either a cortisol-secreting tumor or it's diffuse hyperplasia. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. The USMLE will have hyperplasia as the answer if they tell you in the vignette that the DHEAS, dihydroepiandrosterone sulfate level, is elevated. Now, that is an adrenal-specific androgen that's produced in the zona reticularis, the most or the deepest layer of the adrenal cortex. Now, a patient is not going to simultaneously have a cortisol-secreting tumor and an elevated DHEAS levels from the zona reticularis. So if a patient has Cushing syndrome and the patient has elevated DHEAS, the question's implying that there's diffuse hyperplasia of the adrenal cortex. So a CT scan would be negative in that case. You would still do a CT scan, but it would be negative. And then in order to confirm the diagnosis, you would need adrenal venous sampling to detect that elevated cortisol being secreted from the adrenal gland. If the question does not mention anything about DHEAS elevation, the answer is just simply a cortisol secreting tumor, most likely, and a CT scan would pick up the mass. Okay, so CT scan does not pick up the mass. Diffuse hyperplasia picks up the mass. It is a cortisol secreting tumor. So once again, there's a lot to talk about on this discussion. So this is typically a long Skype session with students to try to wrap their head around it. But I hope that simplifies things. Just low dose dexamethasone, yes or no, okay? You get suppression of cortisol with low dose dex. Answer, patient does not have Cushing's. You get failure suppression with low dose dex. Yes, patient has Cushing's, but we don't know the cause. We move on to high dose dex. Patient gets suppression of cortisol. Diagnosis, Cushing disease, anterior pituitary tumor secreting ACTH. Patient does not get suppression with high dose dex. We look at the ACTH level. ACTH high, answer, small cell bronchogenic carcinoma of the lung. ACTH low, cortisol secreting tumor of the zona fasciculata, the adrenal cortex, or diffuse hyperplasia. That's it.